This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And that word there, community, it's something we take very seriously here. And when we hear from members of our community that they have questions about an ongoing issue, and especially as it pertains to environmental impact of that issue, we take that to heart. And because of that, this week we reached out to Eli Cooper, the transportation manager for the city of Ann Arbor. Good morning, Eli.
Good morning.
And we're talking to Eli this week about train stations. Now, I know that we have been talking in Ann Arbor for a really, really, really long time about where this train station is going to end up. But the latest information is that an environmental impact study was done by the Federal Railroad Administration's clearance. So I might be confusing this a little bit. Eli, why don't you get us up to date with what's the latest on this train station proposal?
Okay, so the city working with the project team has compiled a draft environmental assessment report under the guidance and oversight of the Federal Railroad Administration. The draft report has been released for public review and comment. And we're actually holding a series of public meetings over the next couple days here. 6:30 p.m., we're going to have a citizen working group meeting. On Thursday, October the 12th, at 6:30 p.m. in the Justice Hall, which is immediately adjacent to the Larcom City Hall building, on the fourth floor, we'll be having a public meeting to allow all members of the public to come in and see a presentation on the draft environmental assessment report and provide comments.
And the report identified the Fuller Park site as the least impactful on the environment, I guess. Is that how it's being viewed?
Well, the nomenclature, the formal title is it's the preferred alternative.
Okay.
There are about 20 different criteria that are part of the National Environmental Policy Act. We were required to evaluate multiple alternative locations using that criterion. And the NEPA, or National Environmental Policy Act, also requires an evaluation of a no-build alternative. So we've been busy for quite some time working through all of the detail, and that information has resulted in a recommendation for a variety of reasons for the alternative known as 3A Fuller Road as the preferred location.
And I don't know if this is a way to look at it, but was it a close thing, or was this a clear decision? I mean, was there some criteria that other sites did better? And I know they were looking at three sites for this, right?
Well, we were looking at, there were four design alternatives, three of which were on the Depot Street, either including or immediately adjacent to the existing Ann Arbor Amtrak station. The second location that we looked at was the Fuller Road parking lot area. And so the question of was it a close call, I think it's better to summarize that when looking at the full array of criterion, including environmental features, including transportation access, project cost, effects to the human as well as the natural environment, that the alternative 3A was identified as a preliminary preferred alternative.
You've mentioned public input, and you mentioned there's a meeting tonight, there's another one tomorrow. What part does that play now that you're this far forward in the project? I mean, if you have a concise and sound public input that this is not the preferred site, could that sway the decision? I mean, how do you balance these different things against each other when moving forward with the project?
Well, the primary issue that we're looking for in terms of public feedback is in response to the elements that we evaluated. Are the information complete? Are they clear? Were they well-founded? Did we present information that was incorrect? So at a certain level, the first measure is whether the actual technical report that has been compiled is a factual representation of conditions. The FRA process requires us to have that objective analysis. Clearly, if I look back in time, the City Council, when authorizing us to pursue this grant funding with the Federal Railroad Administration, indicated that they do care mightily about the public's interest in this project. And so it's On one level, we're going to be looking primarily for the issues related to the technical elements for the report, but we're also going to add weight for what we hear from our citizens.
So how does this move forward then? You've got this report now. Obviously, you've done a lot of work up to this point. You've got a site identified through this process. What can we expect over the coming months or years even to get to a point where we're sitting in a new train station in Ann Arbor?
Well, I appreciate the question, both in months and years. I think it's easier for me to describe moving forward in the context of months, that as we conclude the public review process, there will be a need for, if the alternative 3A continues to be preferred, for the city council to send correspondence to FRA indicating that the city council is okay with the project continuing to be advanced on what are public park properties. So there is a measure called a de minimis finding that is described in the report, and that itself will be something that is in the short term. We're talking about in the next month or so. Once we have that letter on file with FRA, our expectation is the FRA would release a preliminary finding of no significant impact, and that would be also subject to public comment so that the FRA's rationale for saying that this project at this location will not have a significant impact, once that is through a public review process of the, it's called a FONSI, F-O-N-S-I, finding of no significant impact, then the FRA administrator would sign an environmental clearance document and that we could proceed through preliminary engineering, design, and then construction in the months or years to follow.
At the end of the day, we're talking about an Amtrak station, correct?
At this point, the primary component that we're addressing is the Amtrak or intercity passenger rail element. We have acknowledged within the study process that there has been substantial discussion about commuter rail, and that if in the future commuter rail was to be introduced into Ann Arbor on the Michigan line, that would also serve this station and that elements could be provided to accommodate both Amtrak and local commuter service at the single station.
And from your opinion or from your observations, do you feel like the city's going to progress forward with this project regardless of whether it's just the Amtrak piece of it or whether there's the larger commuter rail piece of it?
Yeah, I think we can look back to the project purpose and need and the existing station. Clearly, it's undersized for the needs that it has, and that's based on both current and historic ridership patterns and trends. What we have seen over the past several years is the Michigan DOT investing hundreds of millions of dollars both in acquiring a component and improving this to have a higher speed rail, faster service between Ann Arbor and points west, including Chicago. So the issues that we have in terms of the accessibility for folks who have mobility challenges at the current location, the disconnect between parking and the waiting area, the sizing of the waiting area, are all issues that have given us reason to initiate this process with or without the prospect of commuter rail.
That's Eli Cooper, the transportation manager for the city of Ann Arbor. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Eli.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for helping get the message out so that the public can be aware of our meetings and come out and share their view of this important undertaking.
Great. And we will link to the full report, the 212-page report. And remind me once again, when is the meeting tonight? When is the meeting tomorrow?
The meeting this evening would be in City Council Chambers, and I believe it starts at 6:30. And the same thing tomorrow night would be in the Larkham Jury Assembly Room on the fourth floor in the Justice Complex.
And if you'd like to get your voice heard, that's your opportunity to do so. Thank you so much again, Eli Cooper from the city of Ann Arbor. I'm Patrick Campion, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU.